get out of the discussion of things that are imports. 888-302-3684, recapping some of the top news and talking about it. That's the idea, the goal behind our conversation, our little conversation that leads to something. Maybe it doesn't lead to anything. Maybe it makes you crazy to keep hearing the focus on the president and the problems. The Affordable Health Care Act, are we going to get them fixed soon? Pressure is building. Republicans in the latest turnaround here planning to take up a bill this Friday that will address the problem of people losing their current insurance by allowing insurance plans to extend into next year, even if they don't meet the new requirements set by the law. So is that to kick the can down the road? A lot of Democrats have said they would vote with the Republicans on this bill if the president doesn't come up with a fix for the problems with the law and the website. Now, will the president sign it? I think he risks danger and doom if he does not. I mean, what are the consequences to this, though? He's not running for election. Does he even really care, Ken Kessler, about the fate of Democrats who will be up for election next year? This guy, I have received some email from people since I suggested that in his narcissistic self, he is in need of therapy. And the fact that he doesn't listen to anybody is underscored more by what has happened the past week or so. I talked to my son last night, who is a resident of California. And he, like you, Ken Kessler, went to the site to try to find some insurance for himself because he's in that age group that seemed to have been a target for the help that was necessary. I underscore necessary for a lot of people in this country who did not have any health care insurance. He works for himself as a contractor. Working people who write scripts and things in Hollywood, they don't have contracts. They're not working for a salary. They work, produce, and get paid for it. And he has another job that involves working in the community and working in the entertainment community. And that's like many of the jobs, not only in the entertainment community, but because of this law, more and more people are becoming part-time employees or contractual employees. The people who are lawyers understand how to use the law so that people are not considered full-time employees. So you got all of this, and he's thinking, okay, wow, this is great for me. I'm going to go online and see what I can find. Well, he told me last night he's tried five times, and each time he's gone in there, he spent 30 to 40 minutes, once more than that, to get to a point where the, whatever, and I haven't looked at the form, but I know you have, he's gone to the, you know, you go to the California site, and then he's kicked into the federal site, and the federal site always says, after they fill out all the information, they, him, you, whoever, we haven't got the, I forget what he said the verbiage was, but it's tantamount to, basically, he said to me, when he hits the enter button, the circle just goes round and round and round and round and round. And we all know, anybody who uses a computer, what that's an analogy for, it means we're done. You can't go any further. It stops because the circle just keeps going around and around. He said he left it off for 4 hours one day and nothing happened except the circle went round and round and round. Now, here's a kid who voted for Obama like you did, who thought that there were many things that needed to be addressed that he promised to address. And now, the word I would use, because he used the word despicable as a 30-ish guy, speaking about, he said to me, and this is without prompting because he knows what his father thinks, he thought George Bush was a blank blank. And now, he thinks this guy is more of a blank blank than Bush was. And it's mostly because of the denial, the lack of management. He sees what so many other people, never mind, again, what I see, and this doesn't fix the problem, but by God, somebody's got to recognize how things are crumbling before our eyes. Pretty much anything and everything that is managed or supposed to be managed, this is supposed to be called managed health care, right? That was really the idea behind it. managed health care. But anything that's being managed is not being managed well, it's being managed poorly, or not at all. And that's why he and so many of his friends just say, you know what? The Republicans are no good. The Democrats are no good. The system doesn't work. We're out. So they'll find ways of getting around the system. And that never is healthy for a system when so many people try to get around it. How are you going to keep bucking it and pay for all of these things that the people who really apparently don't have a clue in Washington keep voting on? Keep voting, keep spending, more, more, more. And so he says, I'm just protecting myself. I'm going to opt out. And I'm getting from a lot of other people who are that age especially, or who are my age, to say, you know what? Enough. We've had it. And so under the circumstances, what do you do? And I wonder how many people, Ken Kessler's with me in this hour as we review some of the stories, and Obamacare is back on being on top, if you will. How many of the people that you know who are your age, your friends in your circle, Kenny, have gone through the same experience? You had a good one. Have they had good ones? Is my son the exception, or is he the rule? And how do other people play into this? And I guess maybe I would ask for, we know we can get that anytime we ask for it. Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter @Good Day Show, email to Doug @DougStephan.com or Ken @DougStephan.com, or you dial us up at 888-302-3684. So do you want to think about it for a minute, or you want to just jump right in?
Well, my friends here in the San Diego area, I just don't talk politics that much.
Right.
So I haven't really...
Because you know where it'll go, or you just it doesn't interest you and them?
A little bit of both. I see what happens on social media when you try to talk to your friends about politics, and if you don't agree, it can get pretty nasty,
right.
And I just don't want to deal with that. I have a lot of friends online, old friends that still live back east, people
right.
I went to college with and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're on both sides. Some have are very far to the right and hated this from the get-go.
Right.
And I don't like to use hate, but that mm-hmm. really fits in this particular
situation. Well, there's a lot of hate. A lot of people just have hatred mm-hmm. for him because he's black, or they hate him because he's a Democrat, or they hate him because he's not like them, whatever it is. But there are legitimate right. reasons for not liking this and or some of the other things that he may stand for. Anyway,
but
keep going. Yeah.
I know people on the left, a handful that I know of who have made it through successfully and mm-hmm. are happy with the way things went.
Yes.
But that's the exception. That's not the rule. There are a lot of people who like your son, who voted for Obama and supported him and are very frustrated with the way that this has been handled and the way that it continues to move. You have, you know, the right is screaming to repeal it, which doesn't solve anything either.
No.
But the arrogance that has come out from this and the mismanagement, this is supposed to be the big thing, the legacy issue for this president, and it just doesn't seem like it was handled in a way that you would want your legacy to be handled.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a mess. It hasn't had top-tier people working on it. There were so many mistakes in everything. It wasn't ready to go when it was supposed to be, and I don't understand what the thinking was there and why he didn't know. Whether
I
it's
think
just
he knew.
Bad management or yeah. bad people or both.
All of that. Bad
yeah.
judgment.
Yeah.
yeah.
But the whole thing is just such a mess, and it doesn't seem to be getting better.
No, they can talk about it getting better, but it's like
right.
they think it's all going to go away. They think that
yeah.
the way that in their own eagerness to assuage their own egos, they're forgetting the tenet that my father always taught me, the customer is always right. You got to know what customer preference is, and the customers prefer to have something that works because they're paying. 888-302-3684. What say you about all of this? We continue with our focus on the continuing conversations, because this hour is a focus on what Kenny monitors News Talk Television-wise, News Talk Radio-wise. We'll hear some excerpts from conversations that have taken place in the last 24 hours about the continuing focus on the affordable health care, the affordable... I'm not calling it health care anymore. The Affordable What's This Act. 17 after the hour.
It's autumn, and the weather is cool and crisp. Whether you're enjoying the brilliant colors of fall or watching football at home with your family, you'll want Citrus Magic, the perfect fresh air solution. Made in the USA, Citrus Magic Air Freshener is considered the most effective odor eliminator, naturally absorbing bad odors and replacing them with fresh scents. Available as a long-lasting solid air freshener or non-aerosol spray at Walmart, Target, Walgreens, Kroger, your local hardware store, or online. There's magic in the air. Citrus Magic.
At the Sears Veterans Day event, the deals are so extravagant, we brought in a town crier for all to hear.
Hear ye, hear ye. Let it be known that you can get 30 to 40% off appliances. I repeat, 30 to... I have to get to Sears.
Head to the Sears Veterans Day event and save 30 to 40% on appliance supervised. Plus, when you use your Sears card, get 10% back in points to spend on anything you want with our free rewards program all season long.
Sears, where better happens. 10% points on first $1,000 spend and 5% on amounts over. Valid email opt-in required. Points valid through 1/31/14. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No-Dose Energy Shots. The shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No-Dose brand. A trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No-Dose Energy Shots. A sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to Walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
OfficeMax, business tip of the day. According to a survey by the National Small Business Association, nearly half of all small businesses have been victims of cyber attacks. By storing your business data on the cloud, your sensitive information can be protected with a secured platform, boost productivity with anytime, anywhere access, and reduce hardware, paperwork, and management costs. This tip was brought to your business by the new OfficeMax Services Center.
Get it started.
It's a great day to be a CPA, because this bean counter has a new asset, the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team set us up with cloud storage to safely back up our client files and access them remotely. We save big on IT support, cutting costs and securing files. We're certified, not crazy.
Get special introductory offers at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 30 business and tech services. Learn more in-store or at OfficeMax.com/services.
You keep saying you got something for me.
It's ankle boots.
Something you call love.
Those super stylish ankle boots you love from Old Navy? This Saturday only. They're just $19 for women, $15 for girls. Because girls' feet are smaller. One of these days, try this Saturday only. Plus, this weekend, all shoes are up to 35% off. Only at Old Navy. Offer valid on select styles and in select stores only. Saturday, November 16th, while supplies last.
Wednesday, the 13th of November, is upon us. For those of you who are following what's going on in the Philippines, the government there says the death toll from this storm is about 2,200, somewhere 2,300. Estimates are that it could be 10 to 20 to 100 times more than that. Kenny, what's the latest that you heard from... you look at the news report and the government wants to say one thing, but what's the reality?
The latest I heard is that they're expecting, or that it's looking like at least 2,000. They're saying it could be upwards to 1 million, maybe as many as 2 million missing that are still missing. And there's so much power out that it's hard to get information.
Agriculture wiped out in the Philippines by this big storm. 21 after the hour, you're listening to the Good Day program. How do you do?
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Voice last night, Sarah Bareilles performing her single Brave with some of the contestants on The Voice, Caroline Pennell and Jackie Lee, Kat Robichaud, among others. So say what you will about the quality of the contestants. I think we found as we talk about this back and forth in various hours of the program, we like some of the contestants a lot, and some of them we just think are just so much of a waste of time. I guess that's how you whittle them all down, in a sense, in a contest like this. So a lot of attention paid to this program. It's the number one show that's on NBC. So if you watch it, there you go. If you don't, maybe you're intrigued by listening to some of it. It is all about performing. It's all about music. It's all about the contest itself. And I guess that's probably the story with some of the news items of the day, especially the focus on the Health Care Act or the Insurance Act. Here's one of the hosts we monitor, Chad Hartman, talking to George Kaligaropoulos about the website that he and two other developers built. And this is a website comparable to the healthcare.gov site. Did it in a couple of days.
How well did you know the two other guys, and what exactly did you offer up with your site, healthsherpa.com?
So we've known each other for a while. We were friends back in college. And really what was happening is we all had to buy healthcare through healthcare.gov. And what we found was that it was fairly complicated and difficult to go through that process. So we said, there has to be an easier way. The data is public. It's freely available. Let's just sort of put a better interface on top of this data.
What caused you to say, let's do this? I mean, was it the thinking, okay, we're reading all about all the difficulties, and then why jump in?
Well, the reality was, I mean, it was, this just happens to be something that we're experts at. You know, what we build websites for a living. And so we looked at the situation with the compare plans functionality on healthcare.gov and said it takes about 16 or 17 clicks just to see some prices.
Yeah.
We could do that in one click. Just enter your zip code, search, and you'll find all the plans that are available for you.
So since you and your two partners know it so well, when you look at healthcare.gov, what strikes you about what isn't working with the site?
So first off, I want to step back and actually answer the questions you asked at the beginning of the interview,
yeah,
which was, is it a fair comparison?
Yeah.
I'd say it's absolutely not a fair apples-to-apples comparison.
Okay.
Healthcare.gov has to talk to the Department of Homeland Security for immigration status. It has to talk to the IRS for tax returns. It has to talk to the state health departments for various eligibility requirements. So it absolutely is not the same thing at all. We're just taking the compare plan functionality and making that easy to use. In terms of the bigger picture, I don't think we're really qualified to, you know, to pass judgment, if you will, on what healthcare.gov has accomplished, because they're obviously dealing with a very different set of constraints, parameters, and direction from their leadership.
But you mentioned in one of your answers that instead of having the price available right away, you have to click, click, click. In fact, I think you said 16 or 17 times. And when people are going to do this, they're going to need multiple answers. But, George, you know this well. The top one is going to be, how much is this going to cost me, whether it's new or compared to what I have right now?
Yep, and that's exactly why we said let's just take that one element, distill it down, and present it in just immediately, as soon as you enter your zip code. And then if you want to refine it for your specific age and how many family members you have, you can do that right there without clicking again through multiple things or submitting any personally identifiable information.
From what you know, and you lay it out, I think you're being very fair, that they have to work with so many layers of government. But couldn't they have set this up in a more efficient way so the price would have been available right away?
Potentially. I mean, they literally could have done what we did. Technically speaking, it's not that hard. I think it was just driven more by the fact that they were trying to do so many things at once in one place and satisfy so many different requirements that you ended up getting a situation that doesn't really satisfy any requirements.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. One of those creative minds is Eric Ries. His book, The Lean Startup, is helping to grow businesses big and small around the world.
It can be difficult to see what startup ideas have to do with established companies.
Eric Ries.
But every company, including even the most modestly successful startup, as well as the most established mega company, has to deal with balancing investing in the core of what they have done in the past with investing in new sustainable sources of growth to deal with the ever-changing future. And what I have found, actually much to my surprise, is that ideas that were originally designed to help people start new companies have had great relevance across the spectrum in companies of all sizes. I meet people every day who I like to call involuntary entrepreneurs. They took what they thought was a safe job in a safe industry where they thought they would be given the opportunity to basically do a good job doing the same thing every day, possibly for decades. And then all of a sudden they find out that in their business, whether it's in media or in manufacturing or in technology, their business all of a sudden doesn't work the way it used to, and there are new upstarts causing all kinds of chaos. The old rules don't apply, and they have to think for themselves to discover what works in their business. And I think that's going to be true for more and more of us in our careers, that the burden is going to be on us to think in an entrepreneurial way. But the flip side is, that is a world that rewards creativity and initiative much more than the old world did. Each of us will be given the opportunity to really shape our own destiny if we're really willing to put our ideas to the test.
Eric Ries is author of the New York Times bestseller, The Lean Startup. There's more online, InsightDailyRadio.org.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Day will make it a good day. Not always does it seem like that's the direction in which we are headed. So, for that reason, I offer the following story, a touching story, actually, on how men think. Wife sat by her husband, whispering, eyes full of tears, saying to his wife, "You know what? You've been with me through good times, bad times. When I got fired, you were there to support me. When my business failed, you were there. When I was shot, you were by my side. When I lost the house, you stayed right here with me. When my health started failing, you were still by my side. You know what, Martha? What, dear?" she says. "I'm beginning to think you're bad luck." All right. So is that what Obama has? Just bad luck? You don't understand. It's a problem. It's complex. The chief technology officer of the White House, Todd Park, scheduled to testify today before yet another congressional hearing investigating the problems of the rollout. You may have hopefully just heard a conversation we had with, I didn't have it, Chad Hartman on his radio program, talked to a fellow who's a website designer about how this company that he runs, that George runs, George is the website designer, put something similar to healthcare.gov together in a few days, and it actually works. So if these guys can do it, why can't the people that are putting it together? And you heard him talk about, Kenny, they have to be connected to the IRS, they have to be connected to Homeland Security, they have to be connected to this, that, and the other thing, because they've made government and this law so inclusively difficult that it's impossible to navigate. So we're listening to more input from various people, including you. You're welcome to share if you have some pithy comment to make. 888-302-3684. As we listen to Joe Johns on CNN talking about the latest problems, including some things said by President Clinton about what the president, Mr. Obama, ought to be doing.
It's the signature catchphrase of Obamacare.
If you like your plan, keep your plan.
It turned out not to be true for a small percentage of the population, still millions of Americans. Now the Democrats' elder statesman, former President Clinton, in an interview with a new website, has joined calls for President Obama to honor his pledge.
So I personally believe, even if it takes a change in the law, the president should honor the commitment the federal government made to those people and let them keep what they got.
Seizing the moment, the top Republican in the House quickly praised the former president in a statement. I applaud President Clinton for joining the bipartisan call for President Obama to keep his promise to the American people. Rather than get into a tiff with the former president, White House spokesman Jay Carney said Mr. Clinton and the administration are on the same page.
The president has tasked his team with looking at a range of options. As he said, to make sure that nobody is put in a position where their plans have been canceled and they can't afford a better plan, even though they'd like to have a better plan.
But Clinton isn't the only vocal Democrat. One of President Obama's biggest allies in the Senate made it sound like he was for fixing the law, too.
I think we need to look at the political reality. We need to be open to constructive changes to make this law work better.
Easier said than done. Republicans have proposed changes that Democrats view as poison pills. And a top veteran of the healthcare wars told CNN a legislative fix that the White House could stomach is almost out of the question given the political climate, that the administration's only real choice was to do this by executive order. A point underscored by the Senate Republican leader only today, who said the whole law needs to go.
This is a serious problem that the president and congressional Democrats need to do something about. The obvious answer is repeal.
Now, there's a lot of incentive for the administration to get moving on this. Fred Upton, the chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, has his own proposal to preserve existing health plans, which the administration says would undermine Obamacare. The question is, how many Democrats would actually get behind that? CNN's Dana Vash says she's talked to a senior congressional Democratic source and says the longer this goes, the more Democrats you can expect to get behind the Upton plan.
888-302-3684. You hear the conciliatory nature of the discussions going on between the two sides, right? Here's, I don't know, Ken, if you want to chime in here with some of the comments that are on facebook.com/Good Day Show or twitter.com@Good Day. Anything else that we always pick three or four at a time that are pithy? What do you have?
Mike says that all he has left, the hope is gone and the change is killing me.
Yeah. Did he say whether he voted or not for Obama?
He doesn't say.
Yeah. All right.
Scott says it's tough to hear people like Senator Ted Cruz yell about repealing Obamacare, especially since I pay for his insurance and I don't have any.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. What else?
Let's see. Morris says Obamacare is socialism at its finest, and the younger generation has been dumbed down. How do you combat that?
Good question. All good comments. Thank you. 888-302-3684. We know it's easier sometimes as you're moving around to use Facebook or Twitter. Social media is a good way to comment. We're happy to have those comments mixing in with some of the other information that we have here. For example, an excerpt from a radio program hosted by Larry Rayburn, where here he talks to medical analyst Don Silver about just how this Affordable Health Care Act is supposed to work and who really are the beneficiaries.
With the Obamacare health care exchange as it currently stands, I get the sense that a lot of people are just throwing up their hands. But who should be interested in making sure this system works for them if or when it works?
Well, anyone who is in the individual market not getting insurance through work should be interested. And then also people who have a job, there may be situations where they can apply for insurance on the exchange and get a subsidy. So this is something for everyone really to check out in general.
Who gets these subsidies to help pay for the health care on the exchange, Don?
There are two kinds of subsidies, one to help pay premiums, one to hold down costs. whether it be for out-of-pocket maximums for the year or the percentage that insurance companies pay. And these are geared towards income, and they have different requirements. So to qualify for the premium subsidy, in general, a single individual needs to be earning between around $11,500 and $46,000, a couple between $15,000 and $62,000, and then a family of four, for example, around $23,350 to $94,000. So that's sort of reducing premiums. And then for cost sharing, it has different income limits. It can go as high as $28,700. $25 for a single individual, and $10,000 more, $38,725 for a couple, and up to $58,875, for example, for a family of four.
Serious conversation about a serious issue. 888-302-3684. You're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program with, I guess, one more twist on this. Talk host Bob Montgomery with Senator Joe Donnelly of Illinois. They discuss the problems with the healthcare.gov website. It's interesting. I have not known to hear Senator Donnelly. You hear mostly from Dick Durbin, who's the other senator from Illinois. This guy has been dwarfed by Durbin and his yak because he's, what, the number two guy in the Democratic Party in the Senate. Anyway, let's hear what he has to say.
There's been quite a bit going on with the Affordable Care Act's implementation and the website issue, and the website seems almost secondary. You figure ultimately over the course of time that's going to get fixed and replaced. The bigger issue, according to some, is that there are millions of Americans who are losing health insurance. They're getting these cancellation notices when the president promised, and I think someone did a count 29 times in his various speeches, if you like your health insurance, you can keep your health insurance. What changed?
Well, I think that the way they were interpreting it changed, and there's a bill right now in the United States Senate from Senator Landrieu of Louisiana, and it says if you have an existing policy and you like that policy, you can keep that policy. And so that work is being done right now to make sure that every single one of those Americans does not lose coverage.
Do you support that?
I think it's a great idea. We're taking a look at it right now, and I haven't seen the exact language because it's just being developed, so we're going to take a look at that. There's also an extended sign-up period that's being proposed, I'm sorry, and also the waiving of the fees. So with all of those, there are changes being made trying to make this better and trying to make sure that not one single American has any difficulties because of what happened.
What does this do to the business model? Obviously, the dollars and cents are set up on working in a certain way over the course of time. Is everything out the window now?
Well, the business model is based on customers, just like any business model, so to speak. And so what all of this has done is it makes it uncertain as to the future business model. There will be health care for these individuals, but as of today, trying to determine exactly who and when and how has been pushed back. And it's the whole thing is inexcusable, what happened. I've been one of the ones from the start who said, let's just try to make this work, as opposed to the folks on the left who said it's perfect, folks on the right who wanted to fund it. We're trying to make sure that every American can get coverage. And so I think maybe an extension of time, trying to give a few more options so that everybody can take their time, take a look at this, and see what works for them.
All right. So I think we've had enough input on the healthcare discussion, but it's interesting to keep ourselves up to date, if you will. Speaking of that, in a matter of moments, I think we ought to spend some time, maybe a few minutes anyway, on the continuing discussion of that 60 Minutes interview with a guy who didn't tell the truth. That's up next here on Good Day.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Winter Lager is here.
So good. Got a little bit of sweetness, but it goes down real smooth. A light, sweet smell to it.
A little bit of orange in there.
There is a little hint of cinnamon.
It makes you feel like, you know, winter's around the corner and you're getting ready for it.
It warms you up and it makes you feel good.
I wish they served Winter Lager all year round.
This is actually my favorite beer from Sam Adams. Even though it's a dark beer, it's not a heavy beer.
It's definitely a good beer.
This is my jam, the Winter Lager.
I love this more than anything in the world.
Cheers. Thank you, Sam Adams.
Sam Adams Winter Lager. Enjoy it while it's here.
Must be masked responsibly.
If you've got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drove it, right? And if your car is OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost or obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped pre-owned and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
You keep saying you got something for me.
It's ankle boots.
something you call love.
Those super stylish ankle boots you love from Old Navy? This Saturday only. They're just $19 for women, $15 for girls, because girls' feet are smaller.
One of these days, try this Saturday only. Plus, this weekend, all shoes are up to 35% off, only at Old Navy. Offer valid on select styles and in select stores only, Saturday, November 16th, while supplies last.
At this year's Veterans Day event, the deals are so extravagant, we brought in a town crier for all to hear.
Hear ye, hear ye. Let it be known that you can get 30 to 40% off appliances. I repeat, 30 to... I have to get to Sears.
Head to the Sears Veterans Day event and save 30 to 40% on appliance super buys. Plus, when you use your Sears card, get 10% back in points to spend on anything you want with our free rewards program all season long.
Sears, where better happens. 10% points on first $1,000 spend and 5% on amounts over. Valid email opt-in required. Points valid through 131.14. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hey, fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenClub for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at 2beyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or 2beyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
888-302-3684 for us here on the Good Day program. Let's focus on the Benghazi report on 60 Minutes. Here's host Jeff Messer, who wants to know why 60 Minutes, admitting their story was wrong, isn't getting more attention from the news media.
CBS has apologized for the Benghazi report that they aired that spawned the wild GOP frenzy against President Obama. I'm shocked that it's not getting as much play. Why isn't Daryl Issa going, hey, thanks to CBS, I apologize. I apologize for wasting everybody's time. CBS News correspondent Lara Logan apologized Friday for a flawed 60 Minutes report on the 2012 Benghazi attacks that conservatives had seized upon to bolster their case against the Obama administration's response to the embassy attack in Benghazi. Logan said on CBS This Morning, quote, the truth is, we made a mistake. As much hay as is being made about the Benghazi scandal and controversy, you'd think they would give as much attention to the fact that CBS is going, whoop, hey, wait a minute, we need to apologize because we got that wrong. And because we got it wrong, you guys got a lot of things wrong. The report dovetailed perfectly with tireless efforts by Republicans to embarrass the administration and Hillary Clinton, who was at the time Secretary of State, about the attack on a U.S. diplomatic post in the Libyan city of Benghazi. The GOP has claimed the administration was culpable for a botched response to the incident in which four Americans, including a U.S. ambassador named Christopher Stevens, were killed. The 60 Minutes piece was quickly touted by Republicans in Congress, aiming to refocus the public attention on the Benghazi incident. This is pretty the rare and lengthy apology, a black eye for the long-running news program, comes after the credibility of the report's central source appeared to fall apart. In the October 27th report, Dylan Davies, a British security contractor working with the State Department, told Lara Logan on camera that he had rushed to the U.S. compound in Benghazi the night of the attacks. Davies dramatically recounted how he used the butt of his rifle to take out an attacker and said that he later saw Ambassador Stevens dead body during a clandestine visit to a Benghazi hospital. Mr. Davies characterized what he deemed as inadequate security, a view that became the key part of the report's indictment of the administration's response to the attacks. But Davies' story started to fall apart. According to an incident report compiled by his employer, Blue Mountain, the name of his employer, and first reported on by the Washington Post just last week, Davies told the company that he stayed at his Benghazi villa the night of the attack and hadn't gone to the compound until the following morning. But on Thursday evening of last week, the New York Times reported that Davies had given the FBI an account of the night's events that was consistent with his company Blue Mountain's incident report. Knowingly lying to the FBI, by the way, could be a pretty serious crime.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Let us keep pursuing the truth, justice, and the American way. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Thousands of people stormed a rice warehouse on one of the islands devastated in the Philippines by the typhoon. The urgency for water and food and medical supplies in this, what is described by the news media, as a desperate region. Do you give? Are you giving? Have you been asked to? Do you feel to give to help the area of the country, of the world that has many connections to many parts of our world? Here's a radio host named Gene Valencenti. He's talking to Chet Gorchacho from the Filipino-American Association about some of the relief efforts and the problems with trying to reach anybody in the Philippines.
Have you been able to reach anybody? I know you're trying to desperately make some sort of a link with communications, but that's impossible in that part of the Philippines.
In that area, Gene, nothing has happened since yesterday. We did get one text message from Negros Island. They're located about 200 or 300 miles to the west of Tacloban. And the track of the storm went from like 4 o'clock to 10 o'clock. On the clock, it went from southeast to northwest, and so they just got grazed. We are starting to get some text messaging, but in the Tacloban area, nothing.
Right. Now, you're with the Filipino community here in Rhode Island. Are there people that you know who have relatives who they're worried about? They haven't heard from them. What region of the country is this?
It's a midsection on the east side, and yes, we do have members that have not heard anything from their families. We're getting a few stories about recent visits to the Philippines in the Tacloban area. People that they visited in hospitals, relatives and such. And I guess when the storm was approaching, some of the people in the hospitals were asked to leave, and why I don't know, but they were asked to leave, and some didn't leave, and we know that the hospital was destroyed.
Talk to me about these islands. The Philippines it's a collection of islands. Some of them are large, some of them are small. So if the storm is coming your way, there's really only a very limited amount of high ground you can get to, if you can get to it.
Absolutely. And a lot of people will scramble and go into the mountains, and there's no real cover up there either. So they're left at the mercy of Mother Nature.
All right, so you can get an idea. Whenever these things happen around the world, it seems in the last 4 or 5 years especially, we all become dramatically involved in what's going on. And so you hear these stories from people because you make it of relevance to the local audience as far as the news talk radio world is concerned. Here's an example of that. Paul W. Smith, host in Detroit, talks to Ryan Rosario, who's the president of the Filipino-American Community Council there. And the discussion focuses on how we here can find out about family, friends, and how can we help the people in the Philippines.
We've talked about the details, the statistics. Now let's talk about the human tragedy and the concerns of people here within the sound of my voice. Ryan, I'm sorry that we're meeting under these circumstances.
It is very tragic what has happened in my homeland, the Philippines, with, accounted 1,774 dead confirmed already, 660,000 people displaced from their homes, and 9 million affected. It is just tragic.
It is indeed, and there are people here with family members that are concerned about what kind of or what size of a Filipino community do we have in this greater Detroit region?
Well, I do know that in the United States there's like 34 million living in the U.S., but just here alone in the Tri-County area, I don't have the exact numbers, but I would say we're about maybe about 12 to 15,000 Filipino-American descent in the Tri-County area alone. So we have quite a bit.
And they still are having trouble. We've been told it's impossible to communicate because the power is down, et cetera, et cetera. What can you tell us about the very latest about people who are reaching out, trying to find friends and family?
It is quite unfortunate. Of course, if there's no electricity, there's no power, there's no way to contact people. So the best way that was suggested by our Philippine ambassador to the U.S., Jose Quiza, was to contact the Philippine embassy or the Philippine consulate in Chicago. There's also one way is you can also Google website for missing persons, or there's a 24/7 number called and contact the Department of Foreign Affairs. Those are probably the only place right now that the best way to contact or find missing loved ones.
All right, so there's a clue and some help, hopefully, for many of you. As we review what's going on in the world, this is Conversation Radio on the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.